Good morning. Hope everybody continues to stay safe and be well. I'm Rick Ellington, and this is your morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, July 1st. So certainly want to wish everybody up north a happy Canada Day. Adam Silver remains confident about the NBA's return later this month in Orlando, but he may have tossed out a bit of a reality dose during a conversation with Time magazine yesterday. While the commissioner says he remains confident that the league's plan to restart within the Disney World bubble will be successful, he cautioned that an outbreak in coronavirus cases could bring play to a halt if it begins in the first place. He acknowledged that the virus is unpredictable, as we all know, and that any significant change in data that the league and the players' union see could force a re-examination of the current restart plans that are in place. One sign that couldn't have been a pleasant development for the NBA is the Denver Nuggets having to close their team facilities for at least a couple days after several members of the team's traveling party tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, ESPN's Brian Windhorst reported a figure yesterday that really stood out to me. He said it's costing the NBA $1.5 million a day to operate the bubble. That means the total cost will exceed $150 million. I know the NBA is obviously a multi-billion dollar industry, but that just sounds like a whole lot of eggs that are in this one Orlando basket. The truncated Major League Baseball season will not have most of the special events that had been planned for this year, such as trips to London, Puerto Rico, and Williamsport. But the planned Field of Dreams game set for next month does appear to still be happening. The league told MLB Network that construction is continuing on the field that is being built in Iowa and that it hopes to have the option to play. One potential holdup is that the Major League Baseball Players Association has yet to sign off on the plan. And as we all know, the league and the union don't exactly see eye to eye on anything at this time. Should the game actually take place, it may not feature the original participants. The Yankees and White Sox were announced last year for the event, but they're not set to play each other this season under the new revamped schedule. Staying on the labor front, TSN is saying that the NHL and the NHL Players Association reaching a new CBA is a, quote, near financial and economic prerequisite to return to play. The two sides are navigating future terms of the salary cap and escrow, which could be playing into why no announcement has been made about the league's two hub cities that will host its return. However, this bit of news should make a lot of hockey fans happy. Sportsnet is reporting that Olympic participation will be part of this new CBA when it is reached. The league, of course, sat out the 2018 Pyeongchang Games, but there are more financial stakes in play for all party holders regarding the 22 games that will be in Beijing. I know we've talked previously about how teams in the English Premier League and Australia's National Rugby League, among many other properties, have created cardboard cutouts to put in the stands in place of actual human fans, and have even gotten some season ticket holders to pay to put their pictures on some of these cutouts. The Oakland A's yesterday announced plans to do just that, joining fellow Bay Area club, the Giants, in debuting the practice this season. But the A's are taking things just another step further. They are allowing fans to catch foul balls. Well, virtual foul balls, at least. If a ball hits a cardboard stand-up of a fan in designated sections of Oakland Coliseum, the team will send that ball to the person whose picture it hit. That by itself may be enough to convince fans to spring for the $129 that having a cutout in those areas costs. I have a feeling we're going to see more and more ideas like this that are coming from outside the box as teams look at a variety of ways to recoup the massive losses that they will incur without having fans at ballparks this season. And as we know, even if fans are allowed in, the odds of them being 100% full are almost virtually nil. That's your Buzzcast for Wednesday. Hope everybody has a great day.